Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Ba-da-da-ba-da.
Halala Show Season 3, mix number.
What? One?
One.
Really?
Yeah, man. It's a new season. New year. Happy 2022, everybody.
Happy New Year, everybody. Wow. New year. And look at that. We're all at home.
Yeah. Which... 2022, as they say. Look, welcome, man. Halala Show. It's been a while.
Look, what? Listen. Look. I know we're like down in the dumps because we can't go out and stuff like that, but we're going to get through this hump, right?
Indeed.
Hopefully.
And we're here to help you because this Halala Show, the Halala Show is awesome. It's the best podcast. Tell them about it.
Nakakainis yun. It's awesome. Wala nang masabi. It's awesome. It's the best podcast.
It is. Oh, in fact, before we talk about the podcast, we are starting off the new year right with a brand new sponsor.
Yes, keep them coming. Okay, so I have a question for you. Do you spend your free time binge watching your favorite shows?
Oh, I think you know I do. Cobra Kai.
I think the answer is yes. Well, you know what? Our sponsor for this episode may be able to level up your viewing experience with the all-new Hisense Smart 4K ULED TV.
Yeah, it's a TV, Hisense. Man. It's recognized as a global provider of flat panel TVs and household appliances. I know that, Rika G.
I know. Cool. So its television sets are powered with HiView Engine and an AI-powered technology that enables fast graphic processing. This guarantees the finest image and the clearest motion in all types of content that you watch, which basically we do every day, right?
True. You're like an expert on TVs.
I know.
Hisense TVs, they run, you know what? They run on Vita U smart operating system, which is fast. It's easy to set up and it has an interface that's super simple. So you can, and it also comes with pre-installed apps. So you watch Netflix, right? You watch YouTube. You might watch Prime Video. If you're an NBA fan, NBA TV.
Of course. Look at me.
UEFA TV, if you like to kick a soccer ball and others. Man, Hisense TV, it has never felt so real. So where can they get it?
Okay, you can get your own Hisense Smart 4K ULED TV now and get a free soundbar for every purchase. What? No, that's amazing. No, that's actually so dope. Okay, Hisense TVs are available in appliance stores nationwide and also in Lazada and in Shopee.
Yep. And if you want to follow them, it's at Hisense Global on Facebook and Hisense PH on Instagram. You can also visit Hisense.com.ph. Boom! That's our sponsor. We got sponsors happening for this whole month.
Thank you so
much,
Hisense.
Good way to start 2022. But let's tell people about the podcast. So if it's your first time listening, welcome to the show. Here we talk about our own lives in a portion called Where You Been, and then we have the TTs.
What are our TTs?
Topics, which you can jump to any time at the timestamps below or wherever you're listening to this too. We are doing a few things. Some celebrity deaths, sad deaths, especially, well, both are sad, but one was because of old age. She was old. Betty White. We're going to talk about Betty White. But also Bob Saget, who unfortunately passed away earlier on Monday at 65. You might know him from Full House, so we'll talk a little bit about that. And then there's something, your favorite, Pete Davidson. What's going on with Pete Davidson?
I know. So Pete Davidson is obviously like friends with Miley Cyrus, right? But for some reason, Kim Kardashian, who Pete Davidson is dating, unfollowed Miley Cyrus. I don't know if it's an official feud or if it's just, I don't know. I mean,
Detail.
Like
coming soon.
coming from a very like a big celebrity, unfollowing someone is a big message. So we're going to talk about that. And then at the end of the TTs, we're just going to talk about Omicron news.
We have to.
It really, yeah, it's just taking over our lives right now. And I think just to let out the steam and the pressure and the tension, I think it's just, you know, we should really just talk about it, whatever it is.
Yeah, okay? If you notice in the last few mixes of last year, last season, I guess, we tried to avoid talking about COVID stuff because it kind of got, boring. Dark. Or not boring, but it was every week. It was always COVID. But I feel like now, it's in everyone's face, and we have to talk about that. All right. We also have some odd diva and some random Reddit. Haven't done that in a while. We'll do that at the end of the show as well. But let's start with where you been, Rika G. Where you been, man? What's up with you? How did you celebrate New Year's?
Okay, so celebrated Christmas and New Year's at my parents' house. Actually, New Year's, like the in between, that week in between Christmas and New Year's, where we're at a limbo, like we don't know if we want to work or if we don't or whatever. Yeah. I actually went to an event. It's a fundraiser or a fundraising event at Cheech and Chang. It's like an open space restaurant / bar here in Capitolio, and they raised funds for Siargao. I believe, yes, people in Siargao, artists from Siargao, you know, all of the people who need their help. So it was a fundraiser, and people performed. Lian and Nair performed. Artists from Siargao were actually there. They performed, and the main performer was Jay Durias of South Border. He was there, and he sang his own rendition of Rainbow, which was amazing. Walang kupas. It is just like parang hinaharana. And if you guys know Cheech and Chang, if you guys saw photos, it's an open space area, and it was like the air was cold. And you know what I mean? It's like it was the perfect setting for, you know, Jay Durias and his songs. By the way, he has a new song. Go check it out. And then it was just a really nice break. It kind of felt like, you know, pre-COVID, because people were gathered. Although we were socially distanced, I think we were only allowed like 4 people per table, and we were wearing masks. And I know that they also limited the amount of people who can go in the venue. So, I mean, you know, it was still a gathering. I don't know how to feel about it, but I mean, I would like to think that we all kept safe and followed protocols. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Did you escape from a hotel and, you know, did you come from abroad?
Not really. No? Not, okay, really. Not really. Nobody should really do that. I don't know about the other people there. But anyway, that was a really fun break from, you know, all the hustle and bustle of December. What else? Okay, so January, celebrated with my family, but I also went back to Pasig. Actually, at 2 a.m., I went to, again, Cheech and Chang, just to have like a couple of drinks with friends. Cheech and Chang. Yeah. It was so weird because actually it was really weird when I entered the venue for the fundraiser and I heard Rico's voice, like Rico Robles, our co-DJ.
Robles.
Just kidding. Yeah, so I was like, why is he here? And I'm like, oh no, ano lang pala siya yung nag-VO. And he actually hosted the whole event, so it was pretty cool to see him there. Yeah. So after that, it was actually a big end of the year because we opened for 1C. So 1C opened for 2 days, 29 and 30.
Go there. It's so nice, man. It's a nice.
Oh, thank you.
Dude, it's a nice spot, bro.
Okay. So we opened for 2 days, 29 and 30. And then we had like a half day, December 31. The opening was just so crazy. Thankfully, you know, our team, we already have our groove, you know what I mean? Because we've been doing a lot of pop-ups November, December. So when we did open for 1C, which is also in Capitolio, Capitolio Nation, rise.
Is that the slogan?
I just want to promote all the businesses and establishments in Capitolio because, you know, it's a destination. You know what I mean? True. Food destination. So anyway, We did open, and thankfully we had our groove on and people loved the place. I'm so happy that people actually visited and went there and, you know, mingled, and they, you know, they took photos in that mirror. We worked really hard to, you know, to put up the whole space, and we were actually, nervous. Because, you know, I mean, like, we don't want to dilly-dally. We don't want to expect that people will just come around. So really worked hard in, you know, getting the word out there. So thankfully, I'm super thankful for the coffee community, for everybody, the biking community. It's just so cool to see people come together like that and, like, genuinely say that they like the place. One of them actually...
And the design's really nice. Like, no cap. As the kids say. I really like that.
No, okay. So actually, when we came up with a design, we wanted to be, first of all, an open space, like open air. As you notice, like, there's no air conditioning. Like, you don't have to be like that. And we wanted to be more of a laid back place. Like, you don't, you won't have to be pressured to, like, dress up or whatever. You can just, like, literally stay there. It was so fun because December 31. So the official opening was December 29 and 30, but December 31, we opened for, like, half day service. And then when I got there, I saw people, like, having breakfast, because now we have food. We have, like, sandwiches and omelet and everything. And people were just in that table, like, eating their breakfast. And I'm like, that's so cool. Like, this is the dream, what I've always dreamt of. So it was just, it was really nice.
You guys have bike parking too. If you want to bike there, you can. Yeah. There's like a bike, I know, bike rack.
I know. Actually, the people who made the bike rack, they were super accommodating. And they even told me when they delivered the bike rack, because we had it made. We had it custom made. When they delivered the bike rack, they even messaged me saying, good luck on your new venture, on your new business. And hopefully we can visit. I mean, like, it's a business transaction, and, you know, you don't really expect messages like that. It's just so nice to get messages. So, I want to recommend them, and I'm going to post it on their, on our Facebook
page. What's the name of the company?
So I found them on Facebook Marketplace. So I'm just going to post it on our Facebook group. Yeah. Even the light box that we have outside, he was pretty, no, it was a different supplier, but he was super, supportive as well. Like, good luck on your business and everything, like, super smooth transaction. I truly recommend that supplier. So I'm also going to recommend and post them on our Facebook page in case, or our Facebook group, in case you guys want. What else did we do? Okay. So first week of January, I actually took a break January too. We were open, but I asked our team if I could just take a break because I was feeling a little burnt out. I was feeling a little tension in me, in my life, thinking that I haven't really had a break, which I realized I didn't take a break the whole year except for that one trip we had with the Morning Rush peeps, which was back in January. I did not take a leave for vacation. I only took three leaves, I think, one for work and then two for sick days. And I'm like, why? So I asked our team, if I could just take a break January too. My friend took me to Ahon Coffee, which is in Antipolo.
Okay.
It's really nice. Like, the view is just spectacular. Love it. And then obviously it's in Antipolo, so it was a little cold, you know what I mean? Like, the weather was great. We were there like sunset. Sobrang ganda talaga. As in, like, it's not just a date place also. Like, you can take your friends, you can take, I don't know, like, a lot of bikers also go there. So we tried their coffee. And then I think I ate Vietnamese after that, which I think I remember.
Why did you have Vietnamese today?
Pho. No. Yeah, I mean, like, pho. Yeah.
Pho.
I don't know if I said that correctly, but I didn't actually get pho, but I had my favorite, which was the vegetable spring roll. The fresh ones with a peanut sauce.
Dude. I had that today too.
No, it was
no joke. Amazing. I had that earlier today.
Yeah. So that break was actually super necessary for me. Like, I really needed that day off. I visited, you know, a friend's house, played with the dogs. I don't know, yung parang just a break from everything, which was great. And then unfortunately, you know, a lot of people started getting sick. But obviously I understand because, you know, it's a virus going around, and a lot of my friends and even two of my sisters got sick. Hopefully nobody in my family, you know, would get sick. So parang,
yeah, I
have, they're all just there.
My uncle got COVID.
My uncle got COVID,
and my cousins in the States all got it, bro. Yeah. All got it. All of them.
I know. But yeah, I mean, this week we also had to, actually this weekend we had to open, this week we had to close because I took my booster shot. But this weekend we had to open. I operated the shop by myself, which was okay because not a lot of people went anyway. So it was just like a really nice pacing. Some people like just a coffee and then they leave. So those are, so
you got
those
it
are
down
really
now.
Nice
you got
weekend.
All the.
Yeah.
I remember you were learning, right? With, like the last few months, you were like. In the process of mastering it. So you're all about that coffee life now. You got it.
All about that coffee life. But you know what I mean?
Capitolio
Nation Rise. So pretty proud of myself because there were a couple of lattes where the latte art was really nice. Ooh, for me, my standards.
Latte art
obviously.
Down too, friend?
Obviously. Jeez. But I'm sure like the legit ones, they would be like, what the hell is that? I always call it a scary flower. Okay, that is my signature thing. Okay. Anyway, I also got my tires changed, which was.
Dude,
are we connecting tire. Right now?
No, because I had a nail in my tire and my rear left tire. Mm-hmm. Was yours the rear left tire too? Or you changed all your tires?
No, I changed I changed one tire in the rear and then one in the front.
Did we just become best friends?
No.
Did we just become best friends? No, anyway, why did you change your tires?
Okay. No, but yeah, it was just due for a tire change. At first, I actually went to Landers because I'm a member at Landers. I thought they had tires there. Unfortunately, they don't.
I'm a member at Landers too. What the fuck?
Are we connecting? Oh my god. No, Cope Pisces. I hate you. No, but I went around Landers because I was already there, but
right.
Alam mo parang slight na bivy ako na, oh my gosh, wala pala dito ng tires. But it was okay because I was with a friend and so sinamaan pa ako mag-change ng tires. What else?
Anong Landers? Arcovia?
Arcovia. Isn't that Otis or no? Iba pa yung Otis.
Hindi ko alam. Arcovia yung sa tabi ng C5.
Yeah, that's where I went. It was pretty fun. I mean,
Rotonda or whatever there.
Yeah. Like visiting a superstore is always a trip, you know. It's not just going to the grocery. It's a trip.
It's like going to Disneyland, bro.
It is.
It's like going to Disneyland.
It's Disneyland for adults. So after that, had dinner and I cooked. Oh my gosh, I'm so happy because I have groceries. I cooked chicken katsudon, which is amazing. Yeah. Okay, wala lang. What else? What else did I do? Oh, I watch a bunch of. Well, I've been binge watching Manifest. Okay, I started watching Manifest when it first came out. Was that like a year and a half ago or maybe a year ago?
Yung wala pa sa Netflix.
Yung wala pa sa Netflix, you know. Yeah. I was watching it in a different legal streaming platform.
Yeah, I remember we talked about it on the show.
Yeah. But then it was just, it got really hard to, you know, to keep up with the whole episode. So now that it's on Netflix, because I like the whole premise where, you know, they were lost and then, you know, they came back and then they're figuring out all these crimes and shit. You know, that's my jam.
Yeah, man.
And then, so I started raving about it. And I'm like, and then I started seeing people say that, is this going to get good? Oh my gosh, this is not a good series. And I'm like, how come I like it?
I remember I was getting into it. But nawala na ng gana when they canceled it. But because Netflix picked it up, they're finalizing the fourth and final season, which I think will probably give it closure. So I might give it another shot.
Because I stopped, to be honest,
season one.
Yeah. But to be honest, there are a few storylines that I don't necessarily like. I feel like there are plot holes. Is that the term?
I'm missing.
Yes, I felt like there were some questionable storylines, but I like the whole premise and I like the whole story anyway. So I just, I just glossed over it. But yeah, Manifest. I've been watching a lot of Manifest. I tried to watch Don't Look Up with a friend.
I love that movie, man.
I love the movie, but it was too long, so I haven't finished
it.
I watched it with a friend and I'm like, wait lang, let me check if we're like down to the last 15 minutes or even halfway. We weren't even halfway through and we were watching for like 2 hours already. And I'm like,
fucking long.
Sabi ko na lang, sobrang, ano, Yossi, break na lang muna tayo. Sobrang, oh my God. As in. But yeah, it's a long movie. I like it also. I like the whole, I feel like there were a lot. Yeah, it was interesting. I feel like there were a lot of scenes where they could have just ended there, dude. They could have
actually,
it was a whole movie in itself.
They could have cut out a lot, TBH. Yeah. It would have still had the same impact. But it was good. I like
it. It was pretty good, yeah. So yeah, I watched that. And then I think that's it, dude. Finn. Yeah. Finn.
All right. Let me start with what I watched then, since we're already on the topic. Okay. I finished Cobra Kai season 4. That shit is awesome, man. They brought in, if you guys are fans of a little minor spoiler, but they bring in Terry Silver, who is the main villain in Karate Kid 3, the movie. Cobra Kai, dude, it's a solid show, especially if you're a fan of the, I feel like you have to watch the Karate Kid movies to enjoy it. Some people say you don't need to watch it, but I disagree. I think you have to watch the Karate Kid movies. But if you've already watched Karate Kid, you're probably already watching Cobra Kai. So season 4, I watched that. I watched Encanto. I've been telling Rika G, you need to watch that movie. You haven't seen it yet, right?
I haven't seen it, but I will. I will watch it. And I heard some of the songs. It's pretty cute.
Bangers, man. I really love the songs. Storyline-wise, though, I'll be honest with you, it's whatever. I think it's an average storyline. Actually, it gets resolved, like the main like issues, whatever, gets resolved pretty like easily, I think, in my opinion. But the songs, I think it's worth it just for the songs alone. I've been listening to We Don't Talk About Bruno. That's the name of my favorite song. We Don't Talk About Bruno. I heard that one. I finished Hawkeye. If you're a fan of the MCU Disney Plus shows, I finished Hawkeye the podcast break that we had. Those are like the main things. I watch so much. Like, I'm not going to go through everything I watch. Like, I watch so much shit like all the time. But those are like the main ones that I would highly recommend. But the big news in my life is I bought an e-bike. I bought a bike.
I know.
Yeah, it's e-bike. It's so happy. Awesome, bro. It's awesome. Like, okay, so I was weighing, right? I was debating, should I get a regular bike, like a manual bike, like a mountain bike, or should I get an e-bike? Because my problem before, I have a fucked up knee, right? My knee is messed up. And B, I would be so lazy. After I do one like really intense bike ride, the next day, I don't feel like going anymore, like because I'm so tired. But the e-bike has so for people always, like, I didn't really understand what an e-bike was until I interviewed someone who knew about it. It's basically, it's a normal bicycle, but there's a motor on it, right? So it's like a motorcycle.
Yeah, so you can use both, right?
Yeah, you still pedal. It assists you. There's even a throttle. Like, technically, you don't have to pedal. But I try not to use that, right? Because I still want to get some form of exercise. And in the long run, as long as I'm going out and using it, I'm still doing better than staying at home and not doing anything. So that was my mentality behind buying it. And, dude, I've gotten in the 1 week because it has a odometer and a speedometer, but it has an odometer. And in the week, I bought it, you know, first week of January. In about 7 days, I've been over 100 kilometers.
Yes.
Yeah, man. No joke. It's so fun to ride. Like every, I've been riding almost every single day. I just, today, I think I took a break, but almost every single day. And I go to, you know, speaking of Capitolio, I pass by there all the time now because I go down the hill towards mm-hmm. the bridge to BGC because BGC is the best place to bike.
That bridge is the best.
That bridge is so clutch, right?
It's so nice. Yeah. It's like, nice. It actually saved our asses, honestly, when we opened 1C because it was the time that we also, that they also opened the bridge and people took the bridge and it was like 10 minutes from BGC Makati to Capitolio. So amazing. Yeah. As in, and you know what you should try also, like early in the morning, try riding there, no cars. Yeah. And you know you could see all the buildings like lit up, and it looks like New York. Honestly, like
I'm in BGC almost every day now, man. Just because of the bike.
Dude, why don't you ask me to ride with you? Nakakainis ka.
Dude, it only takes me 15 minutes from my house.
I asked you one day. I asked you if you want.
Galing lang bike ride dun eh. I just came. What? We'll work out our schedule, but we gotta go, man. Like just in general.
Okay.
So BGC, I've been there almost every day, just going around, and then sometimes I'll just like I'll park my bike and just like walk a little bit, just so that I get some exercise every day. I've taken it to Makati.
Punta tayo ng Intramuros. Alam ko kung paano pumunta.
I don't know. I'm scared to go to. I don't know which ways to go, like pa north, pa QC.
Yeah, let's go this week. Kasi walang masyadong ano. Sige, masyadong cars on the road.
So yeah, e-bike, man. That's like my shit right now. That's like, and I'm working on getting my fitness back because, bro, I've gained so much weight since, you know, the latter half of last year. But this week I was clean. I've been clean eating. I've been on a staple of tofu, eggs, chicken, and fucking kimchi, which I love kimchi, but I had some fun.
You know what I've been getting a lot of bad kimchi lately. Like I've been trying out different brands, right? And I'm
which
like
brand is good because I tried a few and they're all kind
I don't
of whatever.
Know because I just try out different, like there's this one store I buy my kimchi at, and for the longest time their homemade kimchi was really nice, and then at one point it tasted different. Like it tasted like synthetic-y. Alam mo yun, yung parang lasang plastic. Ganon. Yes. And I'm like, what the fuck happened?
Okay.
Yeah. So anyway.
Right, if any of you Leche fans know any like highly recommended kimchi, hit us up, man. Ano pa ba? I've been back to playing video games as well. You know what? Like, I mean, it's not ironic, but when I wasn't exercising, I would feel like more tired. You know what I mean? Because you know when exercising, you get endorphins or whatever. So after I work out or after I, bike for like an hour or two, I come home and I'm like a wide awake. So I've been playing more video games and I got back into this game. I talked about it on the Halala Show way back, but I highly recommend it. It's super cheap, in my opinion, because it's called Valheim. It's only, if you convert it to pesos, I think right now 750 or maybe 1,000 pesos. It's awesome. Like I've been playing that game and I've logged over the course of its lifetime, like at least 80 or 90 hours already. So super sulit yung game. Then that's pretty much what I've been doing, man. I've been other than biking, I stay home. So that's it, man. Finn, shall we begin?
Finn, let's go.
The first TTs of 2022. Wapow, let's start with, let's do some celebrity deaths. Let's start with the shocking news that Bob Saget, who you might know from Full House, actually little known fan, or not little known, but you might not know, he's the voice of Ted Mosby in How I Met Your Mother. So if
really?
He's not the actual, so the guy who plays Ted Mosby doesn't actually voice Ted Mosby. You know when he's talking to his kids?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah, so it's voice.
No way. Oh, that's cool. Yeah.
He's also he was the host of America's Funniest Home Videos. That's how I know him from. I know him from Full House and America's Funniest Home Videos. I never really watched Fuller House, which was like the spinoff, and I've never listened or seen his stand up comedy. He was in a few episodes of Entourage, but that's how I know him. I don't know if you ever watched. Do you ever watch Full House?
I never watched Full House, but I did watch America's Funniest Home Videos.
Yeah, he was the host of that. But yeah, he passed away at the age of 65. He was found dead in his hotel room. There is no, apparently there is no foul play, according to police, and no drug use was detected. He was actually in the middle of a stand-up tour.
He had just performed
the night before. And of course, after the news broke out, a lot of fans and his co-stars from Full House released their statements. Mm-hmm. And there's nothing but good things to say about him. So really sad news, Bob Saget.
Yeah, really sad news. Rest in peace, Bob Saget. And another celebrity death, actually, Betty White also died at the end of the year 2021. Am I right? Mm-hmm. Or was it already 2022?
2021, right before the new year. Actually, here's a segue here. Bob Saget actually paid tribute to Betty White on December 31 when she passed away. So this is what he said. Betty White, this amazing woman, was exactly who you wanted her to be. Razor sharp wit, smart, kind, hilarious, sincere, and so full of love. So you might know Betty White from the Golden Girls if you, grew up watching. I don't know.
Yeah.
It came out in when was that? 80s? 80s at that, which I never watched. But I would watch Golden Girls on reruns in the States. They would always show Golden Girls and The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. I don't know why. They always show those rerun shows. So I would just watch it when it was on. And she died less than 3 weeks before her 100th birthday. She made it to 99, man.
That's I know. Crazy. I mean, wow. What a full life that she lived as well. And I believe she was also planning on having this magazine cover for her 100th birthday, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah. I just don't know what the plans are now. Or did she have she was supposed to have a show for her 100th birthday or something. But yeah, I mean, both iconic figures in the entertainment industry. I mean, Betty White, even at, even not at her peak, I feel like you could also see her everywhere in different movies,
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
She always played a sassy old lady.
Yeah, remember the proposal?
The proposal?
Through the window! Through the wall!
Where else did I see her?
My bitches!
She's also an 8-time Emmy Award winner, just to test her talent. So, shout out to
A Ray of Sunshine.
Mm-hmm. 99 years old. I mean, and she was, she was very, limber at night. If you watch her, even interviews in the last 5 years, she was, coherent. At 95, at that age, sometimes you can expect some people maybe they're not all right in terms of the head in their brains anymore because, dementia and stuff. But she was, I don't think she ever really had to deal with that. So shout out to Betty White. Rest in peace as well. That's the sad celebrity death news. Anything else you want to say about Betty White or Bob Saget? Mm-hmm. By the way, watch Full House. I never watched Fuller House. If anyone has watched Fuller House, let me know if I should watch that show. Because I really did enjoy Full House back in the day when I was young.
I didn't watch that that whole genre of TV shows, but I did watch older shows that I watched. 2 and a Half Men. Pero medyo recent na rin. I mean, it's not that old, right? But anyway, yes, rest in peace both to Bob Saget and to Betty White. I know they're up there in heaven. Okay.
Making people laugh, right? Wapow!
Yes.
Let's do Kim Kardashian unfollowing Miley Cyrus after.
Okay, so
what happened? What happened? Tell us.
No, I mean that's it, really. Kim Kardashian unfollowed Miley Cyrus. Miley Cyrus and Pete Davidson. Okay, so they actually had a New Year's Eve special, and people are speculating it was because they hung out in Miley's house for a bit, together. So I don't know what that is. But it was so weird because after unfollowing Miley Cyrus, Pete Davidson and Kim Kardashian were seen together, going out, out and about. So
yeah.
I don't know what's happening, if it's just a boo-boo or something, or they're just trying to stir the pot. They're just trying to make people talk about them. Because I don't think, I feel like at this point, Miley Cyrus is so over drama. I mean, with everything that happened to her over the years, I'd be really? I mean, is she gonna be super bothered that somebody unfollowed her? I don't know. Also, I kind of, because I like the whole chemistry of Miley Cyrus and Pete Davidson, because they're kind of like two sides of the same coin. You know what I mean? It's kind of like Miley Cyrus or Pete Davidson is the boy version of Miley Cyrus, to be honest.
So they're. What I'm seeing here, this is from page 6, which I believe is a tabloid. So I don't know. You take this as a with a grain of salt. Right? So they performed a version of Will Smith's Miami, which was, I saw a little bit of clips of that. Their style is so cool, no? Their outfits. But before the special, Miley Cyrus seemingly put the moves on Davidson while promoting the event, while serenading him on The Tonight Show and singing "It Should Have Been Me."
I know.
So maybe that could have been some of the reason why. I don't
know. Could be. I just don't know how petty Kim Kardashian could be, I guess. I don't know. I mean, like, but honestly, I really enjoyed that interview on The Tonight Show. I really liked that interview. Like I said, I like their chemistry. It was funny. It was like the right amount. And I love seeing Miley Cyrus being, because she's the host, right? Or something. Parang ganun.
Yeah, she's
the main character or something. I like seeing her in that light. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like super professional and everything. I think she's super cool. And remember, like, she had a wardrobe malfunction on her New Year's performance.
Yeah, a minor wardrobe.
And she handled it like a pro, like a champ, dude. Yeah. As in, galing. What else? Yeah.
Davidson's only 28? Wait.
Yeah.
Dude, I'm so shocked. I'm older than Pete Davidson. What the fuck?
Only by like a couple of years.
Yeah, I know, but I was just so shocked. I was like, what? I thought we were the same age. But I
mean, sino mas baby face? Ikaw.
True. Oh. True.
Oh, diba na ng baby face? Fact. Oh, I know. Fact.
Truth bombs here, Rika G.
Oh, diba? Grabe. You become
such a truth sayer, huh?
I got you, dude. I mean, like, you know, I have a soft spot for Pete Davidson. Yeah, but, you know, you're my friend.
Thank you, friend. So anyway, do you think she did it because of that, or is there, you think there's,
honestly, I think this is more like a PR thing, because the fact that they're not saying anything about it,
right.
Also, it's such a petty move, honestly. Pero I don't know. Mali mo, meaning yari pala sa kanila, nag-hangout. Hangout lang eh. Hangout lang eh.
Since we're on the topic, what is your unfollowing, like when you unfollow someone, if you've ever done it, what are the requirements, but what makes you unfollow someone? So
it depends on the platform, because on Twitter, I unfollow people more on Twitter, because once you start like spamming, I kind of don't like that. It's not because I'm annoyed at you or whatever. It's just that
mostly text, right?
It's really more on, I don't want my timeline to be noisy. And plus, you know, there are some people who just generally tweet about their life, and I'm not interested in your life, so I would just unfollow you. On Instagram, I think maybe I would unfollow because of, I don't know, something that they did. Because honestly, Instagram is just so big right now, and the algorithm is crazy that you don't even remember following this person. So when I'm reminded of something or of someone that generally I'm not interested in anymore, then I would unfollow.
Mas sensitive yung mga tao sa Instagram, eh, like in terms of unfollow them. Uh-huh. Like sometimes they'll call you out on it.
Yeah, and sometimes because I follow people on Instagram just so I'm updated, even if I don't like them. You know what I mean?
Okay.
But yeah.
Yeah. I get it.
Hate following.
I get it. I'm not judging. No judgment. Been there.
Hindi naman siya hate following. It's really more like just so I'm updated with the whole thing. I mean, like, I generally don't like Kanye West or The Weeknd, but I follow them on Instagram.
Really?
I mean, like, hello, I'm like a speck in their following. Like, feeling ko, if I unfollow, walang effect. Finsta?
Burner?
I don't have a Finsta.
Okay.
Should I?
Yeah, I mean, that's where I follow, like, all the stuff that I don't want to, like, yung mga... like sports, like I follow a lot of sports pages, but I don't want that on my regular account. So I just go to my, you know, to that account so I can just watch all the mga sports videos, video game, whatever. It's kind of like a mini TikTok for me, because before TikTok was really my thing, like getting into TikTok, that's where I would like watch my like nonsense content.
But you know, I remember before you were super into like the whole ratio of following followers.
Before, yeah. Man.
Before, I remember we would always talk about it in the office, and you're like, dude, look, I wanna unfollow a bunch of people because I'm getting to 4,000. Relax, dude.
I know, man. That was when I remember we talked about it. I was like, that was when I was like super all about social media, because I was making money from it already.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh shit, I gotta look like, you know, I have a good engagement, whatever. Then times have changed. I don't give a fuck about it anymore.
I know. But you know what? Looking back, actually, it's not about because you were so into Instagram or like how you look on social media. It's really more about your belief, like what you really believe in or your financial attitude. That when you see something or when you see a potential in something, you would really get into it. And it's not just on Instagram, with anything that you feel like is a good investment. So, no judgment. I mean, hello, now, I mean, look at you, diba? Parang. Yeah. I mean, would you say that you're financially free, like, or parang ano ka?
Not free,
parang medyo
like,
comfortable.
Comfortable. I'm not retired. Like, I can't retire yet. But as of now, I don't really have to work at the moment.
But you know, that's what rich people say. Like, I'm comfortable.
Dude, you're so nice to me today. What do you want? Baby face. You're rich.
Hindi. Sinasabi ko lang. Ibigay ko sa'yo mamaya yung QR code ko. Gcash.
Anyway, but yeah, so, wapow, shall we wapow to the wapow? Before we do that, we have to take a little break here. Time to do some
commercials
to pay the bills.
Commercials
to pay the bills. So we talked about it at the start, but if you ever you want a realistic and immersive viewing experience when you watch, well, then you might be looking for a Hisense Smart ULED TV. You know, that's what they're all about.
Hisense TVs come with some exciting top-of-the-line features geared towards your immersive viewing experience. So for starters, Hisense ULED TVs are equipped with Dolby Vision, a stunning HDR imaging technology that brings extraordinary color, contrast, and brightness to the screen. And you could definitely see the difference, right?
Yeah. It also comes with Dolby Atmos, which makes you hear different sounds and effects from all angles. You know when you go to the movie theater?
Yeah, it's like a movie theater thing.
And it goes all around your head. Like,
holy wow. And now you can have it in your home.
That's real amazing.
And lastly,
it also has a full array local dimming pro. So it's a way that it enables a way for LED TVs to improve their contrast ratio in dark scenes. Because sometimes you ever watch shows where it's like too freaking dark,
or
it's like
you can't see. Definitely. Like Donnie Darko. I don't know. Yun agad yun na isip ko. Ang dilim ng movie na yon. Sinasabi ko lang ah.
But because of that, all that combined, TV has never felt so real. So how can they once again get this Hisense Smart TV, Rika G?
Okay. So you to get to own a Hisense Smart 4K ULED TV, you get a free sound bar for every purchase, and Hisense TVs are available in appliance stores nationwide and in Lazada and Shopee, so it's super convenient to get one. For more information, you guys can follow them at Hisense PH on Instagram, Hisense on Facebook, that's HISENSE, and visit Hisense.com.ph. Yeah, everybody.
Go watch Donnie Darko in 4K. Anyway, that does it for
commercials.
To pay the bills.
Commercials.
To pay the bills.
Commercials.
To pay the bills. Wapow. All right. Let's talk about COVID, man. Okay. We're recording on a Monday, although, by the way, we forgot to announce. We'll probably re-announce it next mix. We're going to start releasing on Wednesdays now.
All right.
We're doing it once a week. So you're listening to this probably on a Wednesday. But as of Monday, January 10, the Philippines recorded 33,000. 169 new COVID cases, which is crazy because just
that's crazy.
When was it in December when it was only like, I don't even remember.
200.
Yeah, man, something like that. Unbelievable, man. So another all-time increase high in COVID-19 cases. The latest figures propelled the total nationwide cases to 157,526 and the total count to almost 3 million since 2020. You can look at all the facts and figures. We're not going to dive into it, but like, it's just, wow, 30,000.
I know, it's like 30,000. And actually, 30. You can feel it in the air that people are like naturally just staying home. Like, we're not even under lockdown, but you can see the streets are clear. Like, nobody's in the mall. Like, you know, nobody's going out because, you know, a lot of people are actually sick, even if it's like, let's say, mild. Obviously, you don't want to go out and, you know, spreading the virus. So a lot of people are just staying home, and hopefully people would recover soon. I have a bunch of friends who caught the virus, and now they're just like, alam mo yung parang ano na siya. It's kind of like, you don't even have to say it. You know, people don't even have to say it. You stay at home. You quarantine for 14 days, which is great that people actually have that like discipline. Most people.
We didn't do that because we took a break, right? We didn't get to do the whole quarantine violator thing. Gwyneth.
Yeah. I know. I just, yeah.
Yeah. We're on level 3 now, but there are talks that it might be on level 4, but apparently people are the, at least the higher ups, among mayors, and they're saying they're kind of resistant to moving up to level 4.
Because, you know, because at the end of the year of 2021, you know, things were starting to look up and I could see a lot of businesses pop up left and right. And just, it's not a good move to, you know, start the year. I feel like financially, it would take like a big hit on people's lives, right? Yeah, another lockdown. Mm-hmm. But if it is necessary, I don't know, man. It's just hopefully, you know, people would just really recover soon.
Yeah.
I know ICUs again are just filled up to the brim. And yeah, so if you are feeling sick, if you're not feeling well, then don't try to force it. Yeah. I feel like at this point, I think that's it. Yung parang, don't try to force yourself to you know.
And don't feel bad if you get it, right?
Yeah.
I feel like there's some sort of like COVID shame.
Shame. Yeah.
Man, you know what, dude? Honestly, like this is just my kind of thoughts on this. I think eventually we're all gonna get it, right? Like this.
Hopefully
this
not.
Thing, no, but I like it's kind of. I feel like it's gonna gravitate towards it being less severe, but just it's just gonna be a part of like our life. You know what I mean? Like the cold. You know how we have the common cold. Like hopefully it comes to the point where it's not as deadly as it is, but it'll probably still be like just ill spread, just like the cold does. That's how I think, because I just see it, man. I see it everywhere now. Like, even though it happened from 2020, only now have I kind of just seen, like I told you, I had some family members that got it. My cousins got it. My uncle got it. And I mean, now they're okay. They got it like last or 2 weeks ago, but now they're okay. So it's kind of like they just got sick with the cold. But I'm not comparing it to the common cold. But what I'm saying is it's become more like a part of life in how I see it.
Right? Yeah.
So, I mean, you just have to try our best not to get sick. But if it does, don't feel bad about getting it. You know, don't feel bad. Because no, it's going to, a lot of people will get it. More people will
get it. It's just so telling, no? Na parang the drugstores are already like out of stock already, and these are the things that we rely on. You're supposed to, parang you expect that when you go to a drugstore you could get some meds, but nowadays I mean you can't.
Ibuprofen, walang
wala as in ako talaga hinahanap ko carbocysteine talagang
what is
wala
that?
Zero Solmux, you know, Solmux. For like an expectorant for,
gets.
Yeah, kasi yun yung parang combo namin sa bahay lagi. Like my parents would always like get us Neobromixan and Carbocysteine or something parang ganun lagi, alam mo yon. So Yeah. So hopefully, again, people would recover. And, you know, we're still not over the effects also. You know, people are still struggling with the effects of Odette, which happened late last year. And alam mo yun, parang feeling ko nagpatong-patong na. At one point last week, actually, I was just thinking that, you know what, it's so crazy what we're going through as a human race. You know what I mean? It's hard as it is to live life right now, you know. Right. Tapos magpapatong ba to? But, you know, I think the only way is to just move forward, right? Yeah. You know, but do what you gotta do.
The glaring statistic that I saw, I'm reading here on this. This is from Inquirer.net, that the positivity rate. So when you get tested, right? How from the number of people tested, how many of that percentage is tested positive? Is 46%. So 46% of people who are tested got it, and it's the threshold according to the World Health Organization. Should only be 5%, which is crazy. Yeah. That to me is like the glaring statistic there, that almost 50% of people tested.
I know. And if you think about it, there are a bunch of people who can't get tested because, you know, backlogs or the lines are too long. They don't want to get exposed, which, it's also expensive. You know, you can't expect everybody to just get to shell out 2,000 pesos every week, right?
Yeah. So there's people pushing for, you know, hopefully the government does free testing. So we'll have to just, you know, hope for the government does what's best. Yeah. And we'll just have to wait and see, man. Any more thoughts on this, Rica G?
None really. Hopefully you don't get sick. Hopefully nobody gets sick anymore. Okay. Yeah. We're all just. All right. On our way to recovery. I know some friends are already feeling okay, but obviously they're not done with the quarantine period. Mm-hmm. Take note of that.
Yeah.
So, all right.
A pow.
Whoop-pow.
All right. To end the show, we have two things. We've been doing Odd Diba, you know, occasionally, but we're also bringing back random Reddit. Should we start with Odd Diba?
Okay.
All right. Time to do some Odd
Diba.
They're telling some odd news, some weird news on the internet. This one I saw from Reddit. It's about a YouTuber named Trevor Jacob. So Trevor Jacob is a former Olympic snowboarder who became a YouTuber. So he does like kind of extreme stuff on YouTube. And he has been accused of crashing a plane on purpose for views and attention on social media. The name of his video is called "I Crashed My Plane." It's the he uploaded it Christmas, and it's supposedly his plane had like engine failure. But people now who have been analyzing the video, because he intended the reason why he was filming a video on a plane was he wanted to spread the ashes of his friend like over the mountaintops. But then during the video, it shows that his engine supposedly failed. But then people are kind of looking into it and they're saying like there doesn't seem like there's anything really wrong with the plane. We never see anyone inside of the cockpit, says another popular YouTuber. YouTubers have been calling him out, by the way.
Yeah.
And it says also like not a single time while the engine is apparently malfunctioning do we see anything in the cockpit. We only get the exterior shots. There are so many things that make this video suspicious. So if you watch the video, it's cleverly edited in a way that you can't really tell if he really like the plane like crashed, you know. So but it looks intense if you watch the video, but that's kind of a crazy accusation to me. and if it's true, that's kind of a crazy thing to do.
Yeah, dude. I mean, like, obviously, you risk your life, and then obviously after that, you would have to pay for all the damages, you know.
Yeah.
And you crashed. Obviously, they crashed the plane in a property, or something like in a piece of land. So, alam mo yun, parang ang daming. It's just like there is a bunch of actionable stuff that you could have taken. Na parang, you know what? This isn't a good idea. But no, it's just it's getting crazy. It's actually. It's getting crazy, especially like on YouTube, which is like kind of connected to random Reddit, which we're gonna have later.
All right, just to kind of cap this off, you can watch the video once again. Trevor Jacob is his name on YouTube, has over 700,000 views as of this recording, but he disabled the comments on it when he uploaded it. So, you know, have it as you will, right? So I don't know. I watched the video. It looks kind of. I mean, if I didn't know, I'd be like, damn, he actually crashed his plane. But why would you upload? I don't know. It's weird to me. It's odd. Kaya nga odd, diba? But let us know what you think. You can let us know on our Facebook Dude. Group. But that's for, go.
I mean, like for views, that's damn.
Yeah, man.
That's crazy.
So yeah, that's some odd.
Diba.
All right, okay. Tell me some random Reddit.
Random Reddit. I just saw a Reddit thread that that asks, what is an addiction that the world is just okay with? And a lot of people actually sent in interesting answers. Okay. One I found interesting, celebrities. I've never understood being obsessed with someone who is no different than you. I mean, especially because it's our job also. You know, sometimes I feel like it's ako, feeling ko, I'm forcing myself to just talk about celebrities because honestly, I don't give a freaking rat's ass, honestly.
About most celebrities,
you know. But yeah, but also because if it's our job, and a lot of people also have those jobs, it's kind of like a part of a system. Alam mo yun, parang very Black Mirror, na parang we kind of need celebrities so that we have, you know, we have something to talk about.
Don't Look Up, right? The whole Ariana Grande stuff out there kind of
parang they use it to like divert the attention. Like, I wonder how people feel, or like celebrities feel, when they know that they're part of the diversion. They know they're part of the distraction. Na parang. But also, you can't blame them because, I mean, that's how they make money, right?
Yeah.
And then there's another one which is pretty obvious, which I think I could totally agree, especially with myself, which is your phones. Not just social media, but your phone in general, like gadgets, right?
100%. I get that. Like, if you look at people out, I mean, I'm guilty of it myself, man. Mm-hmm. Like you're out with your family, and then if you just look across the table, most of you are on your phones. Even the oldies, man. Even my mom.
Yeah.
My mom's fucking knows how to use emojis now.
Mamaya, right? Mamaya, sampaling ka ng nanay. Ano oldies ka dyan?
She'll send me an emoji, the angry red face emoji.
Oh my gosh, that's so cute though.
Phones. What else? What are the other answers on there? I have a few in mind.
Okay, I kind of agree with this one, which is sugar. And yes. Actually, so remember when I told you about when I had to, like, you know, shift my diet, quote unquote, like a lifestyle change when I was diagnosed with diabetes, that everything is just coated with sugar. Everything. Mm-hmm. Like you can't buy anything from the outside world that's just not sugar. And it's so weird that whenever you would want it sugar free or, you know, like sugarless, it would be more expensive. You know what I mean? It's so, yeah, because it is pretty deadly, especially if, you know, you are prone to that disease, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it kind of resonated with me.
Not just sugar too. Like, I think, what do you call it? Like junk food and everything.
Yeah.
Like that stuff. I mean, I love junk food. I love fast food, but man, that shit is bad for you most of the time. It's good in moderation. I mean, it's okay in moderation, I think, but man, it's have you seen what goes into a lot of stuff? You don't really know what goes in
you
there.
Don't honestly.
I'm looking at this list. Is there I'm trying to find, I don't know if it's on here, but for me, I would answer, you know, like vaping.
I was about to say
bro, I've only kind of realized this because I've been vaping, you know, on and off for the last few years already, but now, like, I see it on social media, and even like maybe a few months ago when I would go out maybe to eat, I would just see people have it as a neck, you know, like sa leeg nila. It's like and I've been trying to quit, man. And it's hard.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to quit nicotine. Like, I didn't think I would get addicted to nicotine. Like, I was always so sure, like, because I used to smoke cigarettes before, but I would only smoke when I would go out, right?
Yeah.
So it was never, you know, I never, like, smoked cigarettes every day. It's never happened to me in my life. But then when I got into vaping, I was like, it's just, it's, you know, it's less, that, well, you know, they say it's less harmful than smoking. You know, you have to look at the research. If you believe that or not, it's up to you. But you, I do it every day, and it's so hard to stop it.
It is. It is.
It's so hard to stop
it. And also because you don't see the effect right away. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I kind of get it. I actually have three vape, what do you call this? I have three devices right now here in my condo because a couple of my friends tried to quit for the new year. And they said na parang, sayo muna to.
Yeah, yeah.
So they're all empty and I'm like, they're all just here. So it just means it's just so rampant right now. I mean, I'm not saying, I'm not, you know, I don't want to be preachy and everything because right now I am vaping. Right now.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I am addicted. I get
I
it.
Agree.
I just don't know how to quit it, you know? Yeah.
I see a lot of, like, I see a lot of people. They like, they just, it's like in their hand, like in their, you know what I'm talking about? I see it in videos.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, I know what that is. And I think it's just, yeah, a lot of people do it. So it is, it fits perfectly in this Reddit thread. You know, what is it? An addiction that the world is just okay with.
Okay with.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get it. Because at the heart of the matter, like even you and I, we acknowledge that it's not good for us, right?
Yeah, of course, definitely.
Right? It's, but yeah, so
it's so dangerous because of like the flavors and you know what I mean.
Yeah, they hook you with that. For me, that's how I see it. They hook you. That's like the marketing ploy. Like try this flavor, bagong flavors. Even my cousin, who I think just got into it, he was telling me, "Geez, have you ever tried? I know masarap ba yung ano whatever." I mean, that the fact that you're referring to something that is not good for you as masarap, it's already kind of indicative if you ask me, right? man, any more that you want to point out from this thread? I don't know if the vaping was in here, but it probably is somewhere.
Yeah, it probably is a lot. Like, there are the obvious ones where, you know, like
alcohol.
Pharmaceuticals. Yeah. Okay. Alcohol, drugs. Yeah. So, yeah, just keep healthy, everybody. I mean, I don't want anybody to be sick. At all, in any way.
Yeah. So yun lang. I guess that's the end of the first official mix of 2022, the first mix of season 3. Yeah, we'll be back every Wednesday now, right? Every Wednesday.
Yes.
You can follow us online, The Halal Show, everywhere. Although, admittedly, we haven't been updating really, but we're there. We're there.
We're there. Know? Yeah.
Yeah, we're trying to quit the addiction, right? The social media.
Excuses.
No. We haven't really been doing it. But we do kind of reply to the Facebook group, which is probably the best way to interact with us, but not only us, with other fellow Lecce fans. So you can.
Oh yeah, and also.
What's the name of the group again?
Halo Halo Show Lecce Fam. Also, don't forget to rate us on Spotify.
If you have a iOS, I think it's available. I don't know when they're going to release it on Android, but if you're on Spotify, if only if you like, rate us 5 stars.
You're so considerate.
Only if you like, right? If you want to rate us 1 star, if you made it an hour and you're like, I don't like this, I'm going to give it 1 star. You made it an hour. At least give us 3, right?
Yeah.
You made it this far, right?
At least. You know, it won't hurt you. It's just one click, you know?
Yeah. So I want to get like a goal. What's a goal? Like 1,000 reviews? Because we're at like, I don't know, like 80 right now? 70?
Sige, try natin 1,000.
I
want to
get
1,000
and I want to get like, because we'll never get a 5, right? It's impossible. There's going to be some like trolls out there and people genuinely don't like us. Hopefully we can stay at like a 4.8.
Okay.
What are we at right now? Anyway, any more things you want to plug? Oh,
that's
go to 1C if you have a chance.
Yeah, please.
Halo Halo Show. What is this? Oops. Halo Halo Show. We are at 4.9 and we have 48 ratings. So let's try to get to 100 first and then we'll try to get to 1,000 at the end of the year.
Okay.
All right. That's it. Take care. Be safe. And extra song.
Bye, everyone. Layers.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.